I'm Lemuel Kwashimate from Ghana, Accra. That's the Greater Accra region, and precisely the national best farmer for the year 2012. And I live around Michelle Camp, Afienya. That's where I have my farm. And then I have a farm in Dodowa. There is a place in Ghana known as Dodowa. And then Dohwenya. We have a big irrigation over there. I also have a farm there. So precisely, I'm into farming, I'm into animal husbandry, agroforestry, I'm into crops production, and then fish rearing as well.
Are you married? Do you have a family? What's the size of your farm? And what's the source of your revenues?
A married man, I have a wife and a 3 kids. I have 2 girls and a boy. I'm 39 years old.
How do you make a living from farming?
In fact, I have worked with Nestle Ghana for 8 years, and all along I have this plan of going into farming. My mommy, my daddy, they were into farming, were born into farming. You go to school, on vacation you come, you go back to farming. At the age of 12, 10 years or so, I can plow with tractor, handle tractor. So I have that, the spirit is there, and then the enthusiasm, the joy is there. That is why I veered. So before I would leave Nestle, in fact, I was able to raise some money. I raised some money for myself. I have to create irrigation, a dam. My mother was having a small dam, but I have to come and open it, distill it, deepen it so that I can take water that can take me maybe 2-3 years even without rains. So that was what I did. And then, so I could say that the source of my money came from my work. All along, I was just saving towards what I wanted to do. So when I came, in fact, the first time it was okay. But the second time, my second harvest was very bad. And then I sat down and I complained. I was thinking, oh no, did what I did, is it in the right direction? With the knowledge I have acquired, when you come to engineering, for instance, I work on almost all my equipments, my tractors, my pumping machines and everything. And based upon that, I have to even upgrade myself in knowledge because I'm working with human beings and I need to manage them very well because that is the most difficult aspect in farming. That is why I veered into human resource, and over there, I'm able to control the rate of turnover rate. It has been a problem on the farm. So, you know, farming itself in Africa, people find it difficult because sometimes the wages we pay, sometimes it doesn't merit the work they do. So there is this turnover. So it has helped me a lot to maintain, you know, when you are able to maintain or retain your workers, it talks about experience and improvement upon your production, your yield, your target. A lot of things come into play.
What is the main challenge that you face today as a young farmer in Ghana?
As a young farmer, well, one of the major challenges I could say is machinery. Although we have some of these machines, but their strength doesn't last for more than 2-3 seasons. After 1-2 seasons, they are down. So if something like good machines, very strong machines like these Ferguson tractors and other things, you know, when we talk about plant population on the food, you know, we have storms on our farms. We have to take care of them. When you employ manual labor, you know how much will go into it is money. So this time we are trying to mechanize agri completely in Ghana. So we are talking about equipment, machinery. So that is the little challenge. And there may be funding. There should be some credit facilities that will make available interest-free loans for farmers to be able to produce more. But apart from that, the government has also come in with certain interventions, which is also helping so much. And I think there are still more for the government to do to raise agri to a higher standard in the country.
How do you see your future?
There is a center I want to set up to begin to train young farmers in the value chain like for agric, and then to give services to farmers. You know, there is this service I want to offer to farmers. So, in fact,
type of services.
Yeah, services like machinery. I will give machinery services. And then, you know, I have engineering background. So I want to set up something like a mechanization to help farmers and then go to their aid when the need arises. That has been my biggest dream of all the visions I have.